Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the book of the prophet Isaiah, lesson 3. When your world is falling apart. Thirsty, God is with us, Emmanuel. Now the Bible is full of stories that God is with us. We see it already in the paradise. There's Adam and Eve, and God talks to them, explains them how to put seed in the ground, and then you will see a plant and there will be fruit on it, and you can take the fruit, and inside the fruit there's are the seeds again, and you could put them in the earth again, and another plant will grow up, will have fruit on it, and so on. They learned how to grow, to plant, to plow the fields, and so on. He showed them how to survive. God made everything for them. And even before that, he had made the Garden of Eden. And before that, he had made the planet. And he had arranged everything on this planet that there's air to breathe. There's water to drink. Imagine no water. We would be dead in a jiffy. No air. 5 minutes. And you are dead. And then he made this planet in such a way that you can live from such lovely fruit. And he produces that year by year. When you think of this wedding ceremony in the New Testament, Jesus' first miracle at Cana in Galilee, when no more grape juice was around, and Jesus ordered the servants to fill the huge water jugs over there. And they did so. And then when the water was tasted, it was grape juice. Whew. And some people say, how can it be? How can water become the grape juice? Year by year, you can see it. Is there any grape juice in the soil? It's water there. When it rains, there's water. And then it comes up and changes. God produces grape juice year by year out of water, as the miracle in Cana tells us. He is with us. He produced everything on this planet that you can live. It's so great to have such a God who is with us. He is for us. And what he plans with you is that you learn to trust him, to love him, and to follow him, to obey his commands so that you are blessed. He wants you to be blessed. Therefore, he wants you to follow him. He wants to give you blessings, but you cannot receive them if you do not trust him and if you do not love him. Therefore, this king was told in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 9, if you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. And if you believe, you shall be established. If you believe, you will experience peace in your heart. You will experience forgiveness of sins when you go to bed And you're reminded of your bad deeds of the past, and you ask for forgiveness, you will be forgiven. Jesus paid with his blood for that on the cross. You can come to him. God with us, Emmanuel. He came to lift you up. It's only our pride. I will not, the king said, and experienced a disaster. I hope you will be wiser than this king.